Ben Gross and Jeremy Burke here for WZQZ Local News. A historic night, Burke, at Sam R. McCain Stadium tonight. So many things to talk about. The Dogs win 42-14 over the Darlington Tigers, capture their first region championship in 20 years, and the first undefeated regular season, 10-0, since that magical year of 1974. Stadium was rocking. What a night.
It's still rocking. Being out there celebrating right now in the center of the field. Like you said, just 42-14 against Darlington. We talked about it in the pregame about the margin of victory has always been slim, even in the handful of victories that we've had against them. To beat them 42-14 at our home field to capture the region championship, it just doesn't get much better.
Burke, the first play of the game, Toby Maddox went 65 yards. The place just about exploded. Darlington gets the ball. Their first play from scrimmage, they go 80 yards on a little screen pass. We thought we was going to have a shootout at first as the team's dancing out the middle of the field. But Burke, after that 80-yard touchdown pass from Darlington, the only other score they had was an 80-yard kickoff, a 92-yard kickoff return to start the second half. Other than that, the Bulldogs kept the big plays to a minimum. That's what they had to do. And Trine's running game, Toby Maddox with 5 touchdowns on the night.
And the turnovers, Ben. Two interceptions, a fumble. It just took the win right out of Darlington's sails on offense. And Trine capitalized each time, and there's just no way they could overcome it.
Burke, the play of the game had to be – I'm going to let you tell them what the play was down here at the goal line. It was 4th and 4. They were on about the Trine 15-yard line. They go for it. Does what happened. About had them for a sack.
Is that what you're talking about, where he threw it up
now? Yeah,
So he goes back to throw the pass, and I'm pretty sure it was Stokes had him by the back of the shoulder pads and was about to bring him down. He was on his way down on his back foot, just slings it up straight up in the air, almost like a punt. And the interception, and after that, Darlington couldn't do anything.
Next thing we look up, number 61, Kobe Evans is running down the sideline.
At first, I thought he had been sacked, and then I saw Kobe over there running. I was like, I knew I saw the ball go in the air, but I thought they called the play dead. And the next thing you know, like you said, he's running 4 miles an hour on the far side.
Burke, the turnovers were huge. Christian Henderson had an interception. Garrett Mahan had an interception. They had a fumble. I think it was recovered by Toby Maddox, if I'm not mistaken. The defense had – we talk about offense all the time. The defense just – they did what they had to do tonight. They didn't give up the big play. Special teams, we gave up some on special teams, but Burke,
And number 6 put the ball on the ground, and I think it was because our tackling, they were being ferocious. They were just really lighting folks up out there, causing them to put the ball on the ground, and that was just more than Darlington can handle.
Let's see. Logan Stokes had a 19-yard pass reception from Cade Smith. Andy Ramirez hit a 32-yard field goal. Burke, another big storyline in the game was Cade Smith went down with an injury there late in the second quarter. Looks to be a knee or leg injury, and came out in the second half with a knee brace on. That's going to be something to watch over the next couple of weeks. He's a key cog. Everything centers around Cade.
We've talked all year about his running ability has really took this offense to another level. Hopefully they can get him in some cryotherapy and something.
Yeah.
Just get him healthy enough to keep him out there on the field, that's for sure.
Last thing to talk about is this crowd. Burke, the team had asked them all week to be up for this game. They were for Pepperell, but tonight made Pepperell look like a birthday party. All the noisemakers and everything, the crowd was a huge factor tonight.
Yeah, like you said, Ben, they were handing out free noisemakers at the door, and they were everywhere. And I tell you what, like you said, Darlington jumped off sides twice in a row early in the game. I think that had a huge part in it, and they really never recovered on that drive.
Well, with a win tonight, if they win in round one, they're guaranteed at least 2 home playoff games. If they win that round one matchup, Burke, we think the round one matchup is going to be St. Francis, a team that I think has only won 1 game this year. That's the team that eliminated Trine last year. That's going to be a big revenge game if that ends up being the matchup.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd heard some rumors that St. Francis said that if that was going to be the matchup, they wasn't coming up here. So I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm sure the Dogs are licking their chops.
Region champions for only this was the was it the 12th? This is the 13th region championship in school history. The first one since the Dome team of 2003. A special night. Rends the season 10-0 for the first time since 1974. You know what happened that year, Burke. It was the state championship team. But those region championships, Burke, ultimately every year, I mean, that's every trying team that's ever taken the field, that's their number one goal.
Number one goal.
Well, what a night. It was rocking here at Sam R. McCain Stadium. If you're listening to this and you were in the crowd, you did your job, and the team certainly did their job. 42-14 over the Darlington Tigers. Trine Bulldogs are your Region 7A champions. For Jeremy Burke, this is Ben Gross for WZQZ Local News.